Well, g'day everyone and welcome to The Journey this week. My name's Jude Hennessy. I'm back after a leave of absence last week. I got struck down by COVID, so I've had to be in isolation for a period of time. Back on deck now, feeling good. Thanks so much for the number of people who contacted us just to say, hey, I hope everything's all right with Jude. Really appreciate that. And everything is. And I've got a great show lined up for you this week. We're diving into the fourth Sunday of Easter, sometimes known as Good Shepherd Sunday. That's traditionally a Sunday where we focus in on the readings about Jesus being the Good Shepherd, we've been the sheep and the sheep knowing and following Jesus. We're going to hear that in a second. We're going to have Father Rob Galea actually breaking open the gospel for us this week. More on that in a second. Mother Hilda Scott's with us too. She's going to talk about being God's servant. And she's going to do a reflection on the story of Samuel when he's called by the voice of God as he's spending his days in the temple. I love that. Father Mike Delaney, God in the Everyday. Great to have his wonderful stuff coming from where he is based, down there in Hobart in Tasmania. Going to hear from Trish McCarthy. Got a piece that she's called Clothe Yourself, based on just some reflections she had on being invited to a wedding and what we all go through in that one. We're going to wear. Trish is going to remind us of the sort of things we're really called to clothe ourselves in. The Bush Deacon, Josh Clayton, great to have him as we continue in this Easter season. He's got an Easter invitation for us. So that's all lying ahead in the show, along with some great music. But to kick us off, we've got Father Rob Galea. And he's paying tribute to all mothers on what is not only Good Shepherd Sunday, but just as importantly, some would say more importantly, Mother's Day. And wants to speak about his mum's perseverance in prayer for him. That'll be part of his reflection, which you're going to love. Let's get into it now. Max is going to proclaim the gospel from St. John chapter 10, 27 to 30. I know my sheep and they follow me. And we'll hear from Father Rob after that. A bit of Bethel music. Got some really good music for you this week. Going to kick off with Bethel. Christ is risen. Faith, hope, love and life. My name's Jude Hennessy. So glad you've joined us this week on The Journey.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "The sheep that belong to me listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They will never be lost, and no one will ever steal them from me. The Father who gave them to me is greater than anyone, and no one can steal from the Father. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. And now the Gospel Reflection with Father Rob Galea.
There is nothing more beautiful, nothing more precious than being able to serve the Lord. I love being a priest. Today, we celebrate Vocation Sunday, but just a reminder that vocations is not just the priesthood. We have married life, we have consecrated life, there's religious life. But I can speak on my behalf about vocations. I didn't always want to be a priest. In fact, I used to pray, God, please, anything but being a priest. But you know, the person who inspired me most in my priesthood, in my vocation to the priesthood, is my mama, my mother. On this Mother's Day, I cannot help but be grateful for the role of my mother in my vocation. My mother always prayed. She somehow knew that I was going to one day be a priest. In fact, one day she was praying for me. And as she was praying in her room, I found this out many years later. But as she was praying this one day, I was a teenager, just coming out of my addictions. I was in a place of rebellion. I was in a really dark place in my life. And religion and God were the furthest from my heart. But she prayed and she saw a picture of me sitting down with a group of teenagers with a guitar in my hand and with a collar, a priest's collar. Now, I wasn't a musician then. I had never played any music. I was terrified of teenagers and I certainly never thought of the priesthood. But she knew, she had a heavenly vision of what I could be. And she prayed for her son to reach the potential of this vocation. Now, I'm here today as a priest because of the perseverance of my mother, because she never gave up on me, because she continued to pray even through everything that was telling her that this vision you had is not a God vision. Why am I saying this? We need to pray for our children, for our grandchildren. But not enough parents and grandparents are willing to graze their knees in prayer for their children. So I'm grateful for those of you who are praying for your children, for religious life, consecrated life, married life, a holy life. Ultimately, this is what the greatest vocation is, to be like Jesus. Let us thank God for the gift of motherhood, parenthood, in the role of vocations. It all works together. We are leading our young people to the Good Shepherd, Jesus, who leads us to eternal life, but calls us, as in our vocation, to lead others to Christ.
You're listening to The Journey, music, interviews, and wisdom for living life to the full.
Christ is risen from the grave, hallelujah, Christ. Christ is risen from the grave, and all throughout eternity our song will be the same. Hallelujah, Christ is risen from the grave.
You're listening to The Journey, music, interviews, and wisdom for living life to the full.
Now, wisdom from the Abbey with Mother Hilda.
An insight came my way the other day. I'd like to share it with you. One of our Fijian sisters was reading the Word of God, and because of her accent, I was listening more intently so I could catch all the words. It was a reading from the book of Samuel, with that well-known passage where the boy Samuel is awakened by the Lord, but he doesn't know it's God. So he goes into Eli, thinking Eli is the one who has called him, and of course it's not Eli. Finally, the old priest realized what was going on and gave Samuel the answer that he should make next time it happened. And the answer was, as you know, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. I thought, what a wonderful way to start each day. And how dear to the ears of God must the sound of you and I saying, speak, Lord, your servant is listening, be. In moments of indecision on our part, those words are a very apt prayer. To walk through the streets saying these words in our hearts as we view the passing parade of humanity in all shapes and sizes and states. To have hearts that can hear him, whether he uses words or events or nature. Seems to me we have a great chance of catching sight of him if we're praying these words. I also think those words can be a bit like gypsum. You know, the powder one puts on clay to break it up and allow planting at some stage. I think those words can break up the clay of our hearts and open up a whole new vision. As I said, the accent proclaiming this word was, as it was, and I was listening with greater attention than usual. And perhaps that's why I heard something else. I believe that before we can say those words, God is saying to your soul, speak, Bill. Your servant is listening. Speak, Claire. Your servant is listening. Yes, God, our servant, has his ear pressed to our hearts. He is listening. We don't ever think of God as servant, and yet it seems to me that so he is. Who cleans up after us? Who's attentive to our every need? Who wipes away the muck we create? Who thinks ahead to what we might need to have packed? Who washes our feet with his tears and wipes them with the cloth of his mercy? God, our servant, the God who listens and acts. Next time you hear the word proclaimed in accents that are not yours, or with mumbled speech, listen with the ear of your heart, as St. Benedict says. God might be telling you something.
Thank you very much there to Mother Hilda Scott. Wisdom from the Abbey is the much-loved segment that Mother Hilda contributes to this show. We're so grateful. And she had a piece this week called Your Servant. And just as they were the words of Samuel, after being directed to give that answer to God by the old priest Eli, Mother Hilda reflects on maybe that'd be a wonderful way for us to start each day. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Thank you to Mother Hilda. Thanks to Father Rob Galea before the break, who broke open this week's gospel. Don't forget you can go back and listen to that again. Any of the inputs on the journey, just go to jcr.org.au. Bit more music now too. Going to jump into some before we do that though. Big cheerio and shout out to the guys from Men Alive. What an incredible ministry that is. I know that they've got weekends dotted all around the country in coming weeks and months. They're out at Varaville in southwestern Sydney today. Prayers assured, guys, as you come to the end of a powerful weekend of re-engaging men with the gospel so that they can live life to the full in union with Christ. After the break, Father Mike Delaney, God in the Everyday, is his segment. He's going to talk about some rain. First up, though, is Wren Collective and the song Resurrection Day. Faith, hope, love and life. My name's Jude Hennessy. So glad you've joined us this week on The Journey.
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
sing sweetly in the tree. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and see the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul.
Now, seeing God in life's everyday events, here's Father Mike Delaney.
One of my aunts was a great letter writer, and she and my mother kept up a constant flow of letters over most of the years of their marriages. Mum used to sometimes read Auntie Marg's letters to us, so that we could catch up with what was happening in her family. It was always good to hear what our cousins were doing and how they were getting on. They lived on the northwest coast of Tassie and we were in Hobart. And back in the late 50s and 60s, travelling that way far away always seemed just too far for us to go, so we only saw them irregularly. One thing I noticed about the letters was that Auntie Marg would always start by mentioning that it was raining. In my youth and innocence, I simply thought that it must have been awfully wet on the northwest coast, and how terrible it must have been to live there with that much rain. As I grew older, I worked out that Auntie Marg made use of the time when it was raining to write her letters. So it didn't always rain on the northwest coast, but she did always write when it rained. As the majority of Australia comes out of the very challenging times of lockdown and restrictions caused by COVID-19, I'm wondering, as many, many other people are wondering, What lessons have I learned about how I used my time when things change and I'm no longer able to do all that I want to do? I know that here in Tasmania, we were blessed with only a few times of lockdown. But I don't know that there were many occasions when at the end of the day, I could answer myself, what have I done today? What did I do that was useful? Did I achieve any goals? Or did I basically waste a lot of time doing stuff? I know that there were many people who were really productive and who achieved incredible things during this time. But I know also that there were many people whose lives were so changed that they almost seem now as if they were a shadow of their former selves. As I answer my questions, I have to say that I'm probably somewhere in the middle. So think of my Auntie Marg and my mum who like to get the letters and respond to them. I see people who are able to see that if they have a few minutes, they can be in contact with someone and make a difference. With all of our devices and social media platforms, there are still many of us who can feel isolated and alone. So I'd like to ask, can you make time when there's a rain break in your day to reach out to someone and give them a word of encouragement and support? And so you too can make a difference.
Thanks so much there, Father Mike Delaney. A piece he called It's Raining because of his remembrance of some regular letter writing between his mother and aunt, and how his Aunt Marg used to use rainy days really productively to contact family members. And he just reflected on how coming out of so many of the COVID restrictions, it's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle and easily distracted by our devices. He urged us there to put down our smart devices and create some downtime. Maybe do some modern day letter writing to reach out and encourage those you love. After the break, Trish McCarthy, Milk and Honey's her segment. She's going to talk about what we should really clothe ourselves in. But here's some music. And it's a piece from Father Rob Galea. He gave us the gospel reflection right at the start of the show. Now we're going to hear him sing. It's his song, 3 AM. Faith, hope, love and life. My name's Jude Hennessy. I'm so glad you've joined us this week on The Journey.
It's 3 AM. Been dragging my feet again. The material I'm made of is wearing thin, and lately I can't comprehend it. In the darkest night, I'm wondering if it's ever been worth the fight. You told me so clearly it was black and white. But I'm still searching for the light. And the tears, they start to fall down. And I can finally see it all now. All the lights on the boulevard. All the diamonds and fancy cars. I watch them all just fade away. When I look into your face, all the fortunes of the earth, all illusions of grandeur, suddenly seem so commonplace. When I look into your face. Has been said and done. Even when I feel like the only one, I know that the battle's only just begun, and the struggles only make me stronger. And the tears, they start to fall. When I look into your face, eyes. I watch them all just fade away. When I look into your face, all the fortunes of the earth, all illusions of grandeur, suddenly seem so commonplace. When I look into your face,
faith, hope, love, and life. This is The Journey. And now it's time for Milk and Honey with Trish McCarthy.
Above all else, clothe yourself in love. In a few weeks' time, a friend of mine is getting married. This is always an exciting time for many, and a time of great joy and celebration. As you know, much preparation goes into the big day, and sometimes many hours are set aside for the bride to prepare and look her best. Many women know the time taken each morning to prepare for the day or special events. Hair, nails, makeup, choosing the right attire and shoes to match. Fellas, it's not quite so detailed for you. But in your unique masculinity, you would appreciate a woman who expresses and takes pride in her unique femininity. My thought this week is this. Imagine if we spent as much time getting ready on the inside as we do on the outside. There are many references to scripture. Clothe yourself in humility. Above all else, put on love. Guard yourself with the spiritual armour of God. Put on the garment of praise referred to in Isaiah. You may wish to focus on this in the coming week. If you know it takes 40 minutes or an hour to get ready for work in the morning, spend the equivalent reflecting and praying, preparing yourself spiritually as well as physically, and note the difference it makes to your mindful approach to the day. Imagine how attractive and captivating our church as the people of God can be if we spend as much time getting ready on the inside as we do on the outside.
Good on you, Trish McCarthy. A great piece in Milk and Honey there, asking us to clothe ourselves in humility and put on love and guard ourselves with the spiritual armour of God, all coming from a reflection she had about an upcoming wedding and thinking about, well, what am I going to wear? Clothes are by the by. We've got to clothe ourselves in all the stuff God wants us to clothe ourselves in. A bit more music now. His Third Day, Your Words. Coming up after the break, we're going to have the Bush Deacon, Josh Clayton. And he's got an Easter invitation for us. Faith, hope, love and life. My name's Jude Hennessy. We're getting near the end. Really stoked, though, that you've been able to join us this week on The Journey.
Hi, I'm Sharon from Theodore in ACT, and you're listening to Journey Catholic Radio.
I am a Christian and my name is Pilgrim. I'm on a journey, but I'm not alone. Jesus is with me and he goes before me. Yeah, his love surrounds me, he's leading me home.
One step at a time for now, just keep your feet on the ground. Don't lose your way chasing the crowd. It's where your road begins, don't stop, don't settle in. Just tell yourself there's something more than this. Just tell yourself there's something more than this. Everybody say,
together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
And now, here's the Bush Deacon, Josh Clayton.
This time of year, as we continue to bask in the joy of the resurrection, is a time where we can really go deeper into the story of our own salvation and the story of the early church. In our readings at this time, in Easter, we hear so much from the Acts of the Apostles. It's normally our first reading. And in those moments that we hear of the early church, we see those times where people are called out of themselves into a life that transforms the world and others all around them. I often think that, especially during Easter season, it's the time where we should be full of zeal and enthusiasm to go out and to share the great story that is the resurrection of Jesus. Sometimes, though, we don't do that. Maybe it's because we don't actually share enough of our own stories, our own times where we have experienced and encountered the risen Jesus and has transformed our life. For myself, I must admit, there has been many moments where I've had that time where I've experienced happen chance or God working through others to help me to go deeper in who I was called to be. For me, I was a young man and I'd had some sort of inkling that there was something important about faith. And someone came and tapped me on the shoulder and invited me to be part of a youth group. That person eventually became my sister-in-law because I married her sister. But it's an interesting thing to think of. What are those moments where we have encountered others helping us to see how God is in our lives? If I hadn't have been called into that group, would I still be on the path that I'm here now? It's an interesting thing, but I believe that God was working through that moment. God was present in that time. And for each of us, as we continue our journey through Easter, and not just letting Easter go because we're all back at work, but as we continue through Easter, what are those moments where we can share our faith? That we can share our faith in a way that might be simple, but it might be just inviting someone to something. I've talked about invite before, and I suppose the reason why I talk so much about invite is because it's something that I've experienced, something that has changed me. And maybe as a consequence of that, I think maybe we all should do that a little bit more as well. So this Easter, can we think back? When was the moment that we encountered God in a way that made us go deeper? Maybe there's not a moment. Maybe it's always been like this. But was there a moment where you picked up a Bible? Is there a time where you were drawn deeper into liturgy or worship? What is it that really changed your understanding of God? Was it family and friends who truly allowed you to see how God could be part of your life? Easter is a blessed time. Christ is risen. Let's celebrate. But let's also remember that each of us have been gifted the greatest gift ever. We have seen the Lord.
Life everlasting.
was Shane and Shane and the song Christ is Risen. He is risen indeed. Thanks to the Bush Deacon, Josh Clayton. Great to have Josh giving us regular inputs for the show. He reflects on the stories and the Acts of the Apostles there for us today and their own experiences of the resurrected Jesus and how a simple invitation given to him to join a faith group changed the direction of his life. Powerful when we witness to what Jesus has done for us. Certainly that's the case for the Bush Deacon, for Josh Clayton. Thanks to all of our contributors this week, to Father Rob Galea. Great to have Mother Hilda Scott, as we do each and every week. Father Mike Delaney, great to have Trish as well, Trish McCarthy, Milk and Honey. We'll be doing it all again next week. In this beautiful time of year, this Easter season, starting to get a little bit colder around the place, that's all right too. Hope you're enjoying a beautiful day somewhere as you're listening to The Journey. Don't forget, just go to jcr.org.au, you can give us some feedback, you can check out our webpage, you can go through the long, long, extensive lists of all the inputs we've had from these wonderful presenters who've contributed to the show for us over such a long period of time. Hope you have a great week, and I hope you can join us again for The Journey in a week's time. Faith, hope, love and life. My name's Stu Dennessy, and I hope you've been blessed by The Journey this week.
The Journey is presented by Jude Hennessy and produced by Max Norton from the office of the Bishop in the Catholic Diocese of Wollongong.